And he goes up for the layup. Finger roll's no good, but we have a block against Harbor Beach. And goes against Jason Gaffke. That's his third.
Decision time.
Trying to be unbiased here, but I feel like Andrew Storm may have taken an extra step. Now we have some confusion whether that shot went in or not. It did not.
It did not go in.
So we have two shots coming for Andrew Storm. First free throw is up, and it's good. Has a little bit of an odd trajectory on that. Feels like he's reaching out a little bit, but regardless, it goes in. Marlette by 14 and now 15. 2 for 2 for Andrew Storm from the free throw line. He has 14 points. Cody Seaman at the free throw line. Jump shot is short off to the right. Rebound still loose, brought in by Hunter Kelly. Marlette wasting no time coming up the court to the left block, and it's a bit of an errant pass out to Barrett George, the left wing. Goes up for the shot and somehow gets this to fall.
I don't know how that went in.
Out of control, and it gets on the bottom of the hoop. 40-23, both teams with 4 points in this third quarter. Jason Gaffke in the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and he goes back to the line for two shots. Harbor Beach will try and cut this deficit down with the clock stopped. Foul goes against number 2, Charles McClatchy for Marlette. That's his second, and team's third of the second half. Jason Gaffke, 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far. He has 10 points, trying to make it 12 with two makes. Quiet gym for Jason Gaffke's first free throw off to the right, no good. Substitutions, Ethan McKinney for Marlette, James Schelke for Harbor Beach, replacing Ryan Seaman, and McClatchy sits down for Marlette. 6:24 left in the third, 40-23 Marlette by 17. Jason Gaffke's second free throw is up and good. Back to a 16-point deficit for the Pirates.
Jason Gaffke, he's really got to watch himself on defense right now.
He has 3 fouls. The biggest foul trouble for Harbor Beach tonight. To the right wing to Hunter Kelly, trying to feed him to Ethan McKinney. Nothing there. Finally gets him in the short corner. Back to Barrett George in the lane against Jason Gaffke. Can't get the foul. Rebound, Cody Seaman. Here come the Pirates. Tyler Vollmering in the right corner. Back out to Cody Seaman, right wing. Skip pass to the left corner. Brady Kirsch for 3. No. Rebound into the hands of Sean Quady.
There's only so many possessions left in this ballgame.
40-24, Marlette hanging on to a 16-point lead. They've led as many as by 17. Andrew Storm with the ball in the left wing. Into the lane. The floater is off, no good. Rebound, Cody Seaman. Brady Kirsch, top of the key to James Schelke. Left block, goes up for the shot. Can't get that to fall. Into the hands, Tyler Vollmering. Can't get that to fall either. James Schelke with the rebound. And it's still loose. Actually, Ethan McKinney brought that in.
Chris, Storm is already down the court.
He drives into the lane, and the floater is good for Andrew Storm. He has 16. 18-point lead for Marlette. Largest of the night, 42-24. 5 minutes left in the third. Tyler Vollmering dives into the lane. He is fouled on the floor by Marlette. That'll be the fourth team foul. Goes against number 14, Sean Quady. That's his third. So a little bit of foul trouble for Marlette. And we have a substitution coming in, number 11, A.J. Choike. This will be his first action on the next dead ball. James Schelke at the top of the key against Andrew Storm. Brady Kirsch left wing. He dives into the lane, and the floater is no good, and he is fouled, saying they're going to give him 2 shots. Foul goes against number 5, Barrett George. That's his third. And Marlette's 5th team foul of the second half. Brady Kirsch at the free throw line shooting 2 shots. He has not scored in this game, has not attempted a free throw. 4:50 left in the third. Brady Kirsch's first free throw is good. He's in the books with 1 point.
That shot's going to do a lot of good for his Brady's confidence. Get him in the ball game. He took an attempt off from Treyland, but he's a slasher type, and I think he's going to be all right in this game. He's going to go ahead and find his opportunities.
A.J. Choike replaces Sean Quady. Brady Kirsch's second free throw is up, and it's good. 2 for 2 for Kirsch. Brings Harbor Beach back within 16 points, and it's stolen by Cody Seaman. Cody Seaman at the free throw line out to Jason Gaffke, the left elbow. Back to Brady Kirsch, right wing. Jump stop into the lane, down the left post. Jason Gaffney can't get the shot to fall. Rebound, A.J. Choike going Marlette's way.
You know, right idea, just wrong execution. The Harbor Beach Pirates did have another opportunity. It did go by, but I think if they play that way, they're going to be okay.
Hunter Kelly against Cody Seaman, right wing. And Cody Seaman looks like he twisted an ankle. Ethan McKinney, right block, kicks it back out to Barrett George for three. Off the mark, rebound still loose, and Ethan McKinney brings it in. First offensive board for Marlette tonight. And wide open on the lane is A.J. Choike on the right block. Not a defender near him. Marlette out to 18 again, 44-26. Halfway through the third quarter. In the right block to Ethan Guza. Coverage all over him. Back out to Kirsch. Pull-up jump shot from the right elbow is short. And rebound brought in by Barrett George. Down to the baseline, Andrew Storm cuts into the lane, and he is fouled as he tried to go for the reverse layup. And they're going to say on the floor. Foul goes against Cody Seaman. That's his second, and Harbor Beach's second. Foul's on the floor, so Hunter Kelly will inbound for Marlette.
Because he was in the act of shooting.
Barrett George into A.J. Choike in the lane, and he traveled with it. That's the ninth turnover for Marlette. A.J. Choike, right effort, one too many steps. Ryan Seaman checks back in, replaces Brady Kirsch. So out there for the Pirates, trailing Marlette by 18 points, 44-26, 3:36 left in the third. Cody Seaman inbounds to Ryan Seaman, gives it back to Cody. Jason Gaffney and Ethan Guza at the post, and James Shelke out there as well. Cody Seaman down the lane, down the right side, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. And the foul goes against number four, Hunter Kelly. That's his first. And Marlette's sixth. So we're going to have free throws the rest of the way out for Harbor Beach for the remaining 11 minutes and 24 seconds of regulation. Cody Seaman at the free throw line trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. First free throw is good. Second one coming. Substitution, Marlette. Marcus Armstrong, number 22, replaces Hunter Kelly. And a sub for Harbor Beach, number 30, Brandon Puff replaces Ryan Seaman. Harbor Beach's Ethan Guzzi and Jason Gaffney, each with three fouls on the court, playing with those three fouls. Cody Seaman's second free throw is good, and it's a 16-point ball game once again. Andrew Storm gets the ball in the backcourt, across the timeline.
Harbor Beach needs a big stop right here.
Gets a screen from Choike, dives into the lane. Choike in the left block, goes up for the underhand, right-hand layup, hook shot, whatever you like to call it, and it falls. It was ugly, but it was good. 18-point lead, 3 minutes left in the third. Cody Seaman for the jump shot just inside the free throw line, gets that to fall. Harbor Beach needs a big remaining 11 minutes from him. Andrew Storm dives into the lane, wide open, he gets this one. No contest against that. Andrew Storm with 18 points. Cody Seaman down the court. At the right block out to Jason Gaffney in the short corner for the jump shot. No good. Rebound. James Shelke. Cody Seaman for three. Short. Rebound. Still loose. And brought in by James Shelke. And he is ripped down to the floor. And it's going to be a high reach ball on the underneath thrown hoop. That could have been a rebound. That could have been a jump ball. That could have been a foul. And they just call it out of bounds.
I think there's a collective expression in this room right now, and it doesn't look good, especially that last play. Just threw him right down and no call.
Brandon Puff sits back down. Ryan Seaman back into the ball game. Cross patterns for Harbor Beach and inbounds to James Shelke. It's blocked, and here comes Marlette. 48-30, Marlette by 18 points. That ties their largest lead of the night. 2:15 left in the third. Andrew Storm starting to stall over to Barrett George, left wing extended.
Back to the four corners, Clark.
Milking this clock for all of its worth. Ethan McKinney top of the key at the free throw line now. Dives to the lane, jump shot is no good, layup, and it's rebounded by Ethan Guza. Right corner to James Shelke, dives in the lane, back out Jason Gaffney for the jump shot at the left elbow. It's no good, but we have a whistle, and this will be against Harbor Beach. No one's quite sure. It will be Marlette ball. Fouls against Harbor Beach. Fouls against number 20, Ethan Guza. That's his fourth. And the team's third. A.J. Choike sits down.